Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
All right. Yes. So you all go to the Enchanter's tent and you enter, much like the pyro tent that you were in, same kind of like circular setup with the benches, but the ring is actually laid out in like a red velvet carpet. It seems like for the most part everything is kind of like put away except for a single chair that sits in the middle, and from the ceiling there's like draped moon and stars. They're kind of like these like fog machines are kind of like fogging up the place a little bit. You see in this chair that a robed person with a wide brimmed pointy hat is sitting in it, and they are actually eating out of a bag of sugar bombs. They're trying to just like shove them in their mouth. They eye that you're enter and they take it and they chuck it in the corner, and they sit more astutely up. But you realize in this big chair, this is a very, very small person that is covering their face with the wide brim hat. And you hear them say, "Approach me."
Okay. Hey.
Abel approaches.
Do you have questions from the Flinwig, the Enchanter?
Oh boy.
It's all you, man.
Wow. Yes. What's up here? What's your thing?
We got a lot of up dog.
What's up, dog?
Oh, the person starts like cackling over, laughing hilariously, like in this really high pitched laugh, and they realize what they're doing. They come up more astutely. I'll do magic for a juice box if you got one.
Let me peruse my inventory here real quick.
Yeah, right.
Well, I got the noodle cup, which is basically just chicken juice, right? With noodles. Probably not the juice box he wants.
Interesting way to look at it.
The broth is the juice of the meat.
Do you say that?
I don't really like noodle cups, but if you can sing me a song about noodles, that would be nice too.
Hazel, aren't you the theater person?
Well, theater is, putting it generously, it was kind of all right.
Noodles in your cup. Noodles of noodles for you to sup. Eat your noodles, get big and strong. Noodles all day long.
Do a speech plus charisma for like a difficulty two. I don't know.
Well, I think that is worthy of a difficulty one. That was real good.
Okay, let's see here. Did it roll? I got one success.
Yeah, with that, I'll give it to you because I enjoyed that song so much. The robed pointy hat figure claps excitedly at the sound of the song and says, "Wow, you guys are really talented. Hey, can you help me out finding my friend?"
We can try and help you
find
your friend, maybe.
Can you tell us about your friend?
Yeah, his name is Flinwig. His name is Flynn Applejuice, the Enchant Applejuice. And he went up to Big Mountain, and he told me to stay here and be a friend on a chair and do big magic for folk, because I'm Flinwig the Enchanter. He went to the Big Pink Mountain, and he hasn't come back yet. I'm a little worried.
Okay, right. Definitely getting the vibe of what's up here. Can you tell us what your friend, not Flynn the Enchanter, looks like?
Yeah, he wears a big cape. He has a top hat. He has one of his eyeballs is just white, and the other one's just black. And he has a big cane with a big skull on top of it. Okay. And he does really fancy magic. It's really cool.
And he went to the big pink rock mountain that...
Yeah, he went up there, and that was a day ago, and I'm pretty thirsty.
Does he do real magic?
Yes. Yeah, he does. He does the realest magic I've ever seen in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have a juice box. If you're thirsty, can I just give you a little bit of water, and then we'll...
I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to give him... I think I have one. I'm going to give him a fight. Because he's obviously just a little guy.
Just slaps a sippy cup lid on it.
He takes takes a swig of the water, and kind of like tucks it in the crack in the chair, and just like, you know, is holding it there. And he looks at you all and says, "All right, you guys, I could do some magic if you want to see it."
Sure.
He lifts his arm up, and his sleeve like kind of dangles out, and a red laser shoots out from under his sleeve. And he says, "Right there, that was an American Death Way."
Very cool.
Yeah, the American Death Way, really cool.
Did the laser hit anything?
No. Actually, it probably went through the top of the tent. You know, like there's like a little hole.
Okay, all right.
Popped off a warning shot, and well, he's at it again.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we've heard enough. We can go. We'll go check on your friend.
Go see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and if he wants to. If he's looking for new family members, you could always join, and then we could be friends, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay here by yourself?
Yeah, I'm Flinwig the Enchanter. I'm the most powerful mage in the world.
Awesome. Awesome. That is truly awesome. Okay.
Miss Greenglass, did you not see the American Death Ray?
Yes, I did in fact see the American Death Ray, and it was very impressive until it rains. We'll be right back. Don't forget to drink the rest of your water before you. You should take a nap at some point in the next couple hours too. You look a little tired.
All right, sounds good. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. That was maybe a bit of a bust so far. I think it's got potential, okay? I'm not ruling out that there's not potential there, because the way he described the actual Flynn the Enchanter with the one white eye, one black eye, skull cane thing, I'm kind of fucking with that.
We talked with like a 9-year-old with a laser weapon hidden under his arm who wants us to go find his dad. It may or may not work out to our advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I agree. It kind of feels like a bust right now, but it does feel a lot better than punching assholes to me.
All right, when you put it that way, Frankie. All right, we've got a clear hierarchy now. Can we please go see the Lord of Power, or the Ring of the Lords?
Well,
whatever that guy is.
So we did just promise to go check at the mountain to see if we can find...
We're
the
not
enchanter.
Saying
the other tent is right over there.
We won't. And we're the, not saying we
go
won't
to the,
go
it's on the way.
The Big Rock Candy Mountain is like right there, guys. But, like there's
everything's right
we're
here.
Just Hazel. We're just getting our options together. I still kind of want to try out the Flynn the Enchanter, like the real one. I still think maybe there's some potential. Like I said, but
maybe
you know,
pop our
after
head into the ring,
there might be apple juice later.
We're not saying we won't do it. I'm still pro Flynn the Enchanter. I'm a lot less pro Flynn the Enchanter than I was 5 minutes ago, though.
Also, you know,
but it still seems like better than Flamin' Hot, where we may have to incinerate our head and one of us may have to punch assholes in perpetuity.
Guys, it was a cute kid. Like that seems like a nice kid.
Happens.
If we have to hang out with this kid, that doesn't seem like the end of the world. Like. You know, the kid was kind of funny.
Honestly, I like the kid. I'm not looking forward to the day he has to get a
punchy
an explosive necklace put on and have to go through a gauntlet of hell that we're about to go through.
Punchy, I'm guessing that outside of when you yourself were a child, you've really never interacted with kids at all.
Listen, you're right. I don't like kids, but, you know, I think that's beside the point. Like, did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy talking to that kid?
Yes. What a goddamn
juice box. He's sitting there. We should have taken his goddamn sugar bombs, you know, because Abel, he's never had them. That kid is just gobbling them up.
Yeah, like, but that little, kid,
little
porker, he...
little piglet over there.
Listen, he was getting them. More enjoyment out of them. Anyway, really, you all had hyped up sugar bombs, and it really just looked like right, animal pellets.
Type I can probably deal. Break it down good, to you. Abel. It's you don't very un-American to steal candy from children. Now,
I believe. I will counter with, there is nothing more American than taking something that doesn't belong to you.
Well, it remains to be seen by whoever judge people are when they finally show up, which I'm not looking to. All right, show of hands. Are we going to go to the Big Rock Candy Mountain, or are we going to the Ring...
I say
the
we
Ring Lord place.
Weigh our options, because maybe the Ring Lord would be like, hey, y'all seem cool. You don't have to...
You literally have to walk by the ring tent to get to the Candy Mountain.
All right.
It's we'll right there.
You know what? We'll go to the ring tent and see what's up with the ring tent. I'm hoping it's like a little more relatable to stuff I've come in contact with. So we'll see.
Oh, if you're
more relatable than things I'm going to have to come in contact with.
We're not talking about punching flaming assholes right now. We're talking like knife juggling or dancing or something. I don't know.
Oh,
I could leave Toto or Kansas City Dick with the kid to keep him company.
Please don't.
I mean,
please don't. If we come back, the kid's gonna be dead.
Wow.
Toto's a good boy.
Out of you're name, I boy, forgot Toto. His name was Kansas.
Toto's beside you. Going,
look at him, he's so excitable.
So now I'm understanding.
Toto's
there
like
wasn't...
chewing on the leg of Kansas City Dick.
Now I'm guessing you were also the uncle that they didn't let watch babysit the kids because
that
they were worried they'd come home
exactly
to like broken arms and
yeah.
Fires happening in the toilet.
You don't know anything about my family. You don't know.
All right. Did you ever bring M80s to a 4th of July celebration?
It was all cherry bombs and bottle rockets all the live long day. We put the bottle rockets in the bottles and we'd stand on top of the building and we'd shoot them down at kids on the street. They're like, hey, heads up. And we'd shoot the bottle rockets at them. And if those kids weren't fast, bottle rocket right in the eye.
Yeah, sometimes I'm really not surprised that
my neighborhood full of eye patches
happened. Yeah.
Should have opened up a store.
Amazing.
Punchy's eye patches. Kid sizes only.
Punchy's pediatric eye patch.
Now with a free box.
Abel, what about you? Did they let kids into your cult?
They were usually born into them, and we don't use the C word. We've talked about this. We don't use the C word.
I mean, are you
a ring tent?
Yeah, you go to the ring tent.
Yeah, let's go to the Ringu tent.
You all enter the ring tent. Same similar setup on the outside, but in the center, there's actually a lot more people that are kind of building up this like kind of massive stage. You see three kind of different types, and I'll describe these types to you of people that are there. There are these guys that are kind of like in like striped shirts that have the sleeves ripped off them, and they're kind of muscular, and their pants are ripped. Their shaved heads, like kind of like, are they're bald right on top, but they have long tufts of hair that stick out. Their faces are painted white, and they have a red nose, and their hair is dyed blue, and these long tufts that come out. There's another group of people that essentially have like 10 swords attached to their back, and one is down each of their throats, and they're actually walking around with their heads up. with these swords kind of down their throats, looking around and moving things. And the last group of people you see are a bunch of super mutants have like the harness on with everything. But instead of hands, they actually have wooden mallets, giant wooden mallets for hands. And they are all collectively working on building a large stage, this kind of octagonal stage in the middle of the ring.
Okay, this is both kind of relatable and totally what the hell. All right, so we got like a three-ring circus thing going on here, more or less.
Punchy, this one's yours.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Wanted to go in, so let's go in.
Okay, so does it look like there's anyone directing all this activity, and do they react to us when we come in?
No, you pretty much have nobody's really reacting to you when you come in, but you pretty much have those three options of people to speak to. There's not a particular person, but you can go speak to them and they're going to have it's just what flavor. There's three flavors. Which flavor of folk do you want to? Clowns, super mutants, or sword swallowers, pretty much. Raider clowns.
Oh God.
I'll go to the nearest clown.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, you approach the clown. He's kind of working diligently on building the stage.
Hey, buddy. Who's your boss? Who's the foreman on this job?
Oh, hi. Are you guys here to look for you looking for the ringleader?
Yes. That's who we're looking for.
Oh, yeah, I really like him. Hey, we're almost done with the stage, but yeah, I can get you a meeting. We can all set up.
And he kind of like wipes your little brain canister, kind of wipes it with his hand.
Oh, what's your name, buddy?
Punchy.
Punchy. We're gonna need a better name than Punchy. Think of a more exciting name.
A more exciting name than Punchy.
Yeah.
Literally the most dynamic name you can imagine. What's your name, clown?
Yeah. Oh, my name is Lars Skipperton.
Lars Skipperton?
Yeah.
All right, well, my name is Punchy Bohoon. It describes what I'm going to do to you if you don't take me to your boss.
Do a speech plus charisma for difficulty one, I would say.
Do this.
Would you like to use an AP? We currently have 7.
No.
You might want to.
No.
No, let's just go for it.
I'm just going to let rock, okay. Charisma
and speech, correct?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We're going in raw. We're going in raw. 0 successes.
No. Okay.
You're not this going in.
All right, I'll just tell you what, I'll announce you. You get in the ring, and when you're in the ring, we'll announce you, and then he's gonna come out and talk to you. All right.
All right. This sounds completely legit and not concerning at all. I'm on board with this plan.
All right. He starts to reaches his arms around you, trying to get you up onto the ring. The ring is like probably I would say like 5 feet, like the ladder up there. How are you gonna get up there as a robot?
Okay, so there's just a ladder?
No, it's not a ladder. It's like a stage. Like it's just like he's trying to lift you 5 feet into the air. Oh. So you have enough. You have the assisted strength of Lars Skipperton, the clown raider. but you're also a heavy robo brain.
Yeah. All right, you got to get my treads on first. If you get my treads on, like the lip of the stage, I can get myself the rest of the way. You got to put the bottom up, kind of tip me back, and you got to just kind of lift a little. You got to put me on the lip, and I can take care of the rest.
All right, so with that explanation, I'm actually going to have you do a charisma plus your para roll for difficulty 2. So I feel like you're explaining to him how to get you up there mechanically.
1 success.
Okay, well, with the difficulty 2, I'll tell you what. He actually tosses you up there, and you manage to get on the stage, but you are prone, and you are prone for this next part. You hear the announcer come on and says, "Welcome to tonight's main event. In this corner, the contender, Punchy Buffoon.
not my name. That is not my name.
And now, and you hear the music start to play here. Bow, wow, bow. Bow, bow. And from the ceiling comes a man with essentially a stage that is lowering. This man is gilded in a huge cloak, and this man is so muscular. He almost has like a greenish hue to him. Like you would think he's a super mutant from far away, but he's really not. He's got a head full of hair and a giant beard. He's kind of got like almost like a napkin wrapped around his head. And he's got these giant goggles on his face. He's got two tires that kind of like sit upon his shoulders as like almost like pauldrons for his tank top that he has on. He's descending into the ring, and he grabs from his pocket a microphone, and as he's descending, he gets out and points at the prone punchy buffoon. He says, "Now you tell me who this freaking buffoon is coming into my ring."
It's Ohun. The name's Bohun. I clearly said Bohun. I don't know where that guy got my name wrong. My name is Punchy Bohun.
Everyone hello, sir. Sees that you're punching's a real buffoon because they don't know what a real punch looks like. It's one of my sacums that I'm gonna bring up and put it right in your face when you're least expecting it. You know what? You don't even have the comeuppance to challenge me, the ring lord himself, the man of the hour, the top of the cream.
From my vantage point, you look like a very tall man, and a very large man, I must say. A very muscular, large man. But, you know, I'm here, you know, I'm lying down. That's how unimpressed I am with you. Yeah, that's it. I'm just lying down here because I'm unimpressed by you, Mr. Ring Lord.
Actually, I'm Lord of the Ring. And this is my ring you've stepped into, so listen to me. You don't have the gumption to even come close to this. Now, I can tell you how you can rise to the top, how you can get all the way up there, but it's going to take work. It's going to take the kapuchka that I'm going to put into you, and we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, teach me your ways, Lord of the Ring.
If you want a shot at my ring, if you want to wield my one ring, be the lord of this ring, then I tell you what, you can be one of my servants, serving me for the rest of your life. Now, what you need to do, you see all of my massive fan base. I've got hammer hands. I've got sword swallowers. I've got clown mouths. I got them all. But the one thing I don't have are wheelie foots.
Wheelie foots.
Less weird.
Yeah, wheelie foot. They got little wheels attached to their hands, and they roll around. They roll around a big circle, and they want to bite each other's faces off.
And that's what you want. You want?
Yeah, I want them in my fan base. I want to feel them supporting the big man, the Lord of the Ring.
Punchy, we can move him down the hierarchy any moment you want to.
We should have gone to that goddamn mountain. Should have gone to that mountain.
Not too late.
Okay, Mr. Lord of the Ring. We'll find you some wheelie hands right away. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Wheelie hands, we'll be on the lookout for them.
What you're going to need to do is go to the battle zone. And at the battle zone, they're going to be there. They're going to be racing around. They're going to be putting their dirty hands all over pieces of my prosperity. And what you're going to do is you're going to tell them that the Ring Lord sent you and you want them dead. But really, I want them to join me.
Kind of like a roller derby type situation going
on. Like, oh, yeah. They're like, Tough people on eight wheels. We can do it. Yeah, we got it. Ring Lord, Lord Ring, Lord of the Ring, Ring Lord, Ringy Lord, Lord Man. We got it.
You see these rings on my fingers? Though. And he pulls out his hands, and they're covered in these giant rings. See these are for each of my enemies I've slaughtered in the ring over the years. And this one right here, this could be you if you don't do this for me.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I am on board. We got
great,
it.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, you understand the power of the Ringmaster General right here. Yeah, run scared. Run scared.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right away, sir. Get me off of this thing, guys.
I'll clamber over and try to finagle.
Punchy just like reaches out one of his little spindly robo arms. Just drag me down. Just
as they're dragging you down, they're playing this guy's music again. He's reascending into the rafters.
Okay, so he's the most normal of the three, did they say? This does not bode well. I've known a lot of ringmasters, and that guy is... we should just go.
We haven't even met Flamin' Hot yet, just the subordinates. And, you know, guys, if I just get a glove, I'm okay. Just get me a glove, and we'll get this figured out.
All right, look, well...
I feel like we should at least... rescue the kid's caretaker regardless. Hazel did make a good point with that. We did kind of promise the kid. Honestly, yeah. I still think it's the best option out of the three that we've explored so far.
Yes, maybe it's the best option. I'm a man. I can admit it. Go to the mountain.
Maybe although, if Ava, we rescue seems him, like hell, it wasn't solid.
Ava, you do kind of seem... You brought it up a few times now. If you want to go do the flaming hot thing, like, we're not going to stop you.
No, it's really just
what you want to do.
It really... You know, it seemed like the worst option until we started revealing all the cards.
Isn't it amazing that every option we've run across has been the worst option so far? Like, right from the get.
Let's help.
No one said it would be easy.
Like, at the very least, like, is God going to strike us down if we help a kid?
No, and I feel like the worst thing...
If a judge was peeking around the corner right now, would he blow us up if we were helping a kid? Or if I'm over here throwing right hooks at anuses?
Honestly, given the options, helping the kid probably has the greatest chance of us getting killed. Just guessing.
Possibly. But
about
at the
this
same
community
time,
so far.
Honestly, you know, if helping a kid gets me killed...
Yeah, I feel like we should help the kid even if
whatever.
He hits us.
Right?
I've looked up a lot of bad karma recently. I think maybe I need to help a kid. And wait, then maybe I can punch an asshole as a treat. Afterward. Without any, you know, like, strings attached, right? Just like a let's go help a kid. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, I will mention, you know, we... Remember that time we did save most of those orphans from that cave? I mean, helping kids is kind of something that we do.
Yeah, it feels like the least we can do to help balance out the scales of apparently killing a 18-year-old who was working on his coming of age.
Now, officially, he had reached adulthood.
He did, and he really was no... He was okay with letting people die. And I don't know. Okay, I'm dealing with some weird unresolved guilt I didn't exactly have before. So we're just gonna.
And you know what'll help that? Helping this kid.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
All right. So you are going to the pink mountain that I have in this map. You come to it, and there is kind of this giant chocolate slide that kind of just like goes all the way down it. It looks like almost like this like river of chocolate that's just pouring out of this mountain. It's such an incline. It's like a steep drop. You would never be able to get up there. But in front of you is an entrance door, and it has a little sign above it that says the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Wait time 99 minutes. The entrance is a cavern like, but the door is left kind of, it's like a metal ceiling door. It's kind of been opened slightly so that you could fit into it.
Well,
sure. It is a large pink mountain with jagged rocks. It looks like a fake mountain. There's not, you know, a massive amount of candy because they don't want to spend all that money on the decor, yeah. But you get the gist.
And honestly,
is the chocolate river real?
Taste it.
Taste it and find out. It's a classic Dave the DM move.
You know, previous characters, maybe, Frankie, little smarter sometimes.
I think Frankie knows better than to trust the brown fountain in nature.
Yeah, let's go inside.
Yeah, so you go inside and it's a, it's kind of cavernous in itself, but as you all enter behind you, the door actually closes and you hear a voice come over the intercom and says, "Oh, thank God you're here. I'm actually trapped up in the control room. If you could go through, you got to go all the way through the line. And once you get to the top, we'll be able to rendezvous." And there's kind of like a sound that cuts out. And then the sound is gone.
I guess we'll be there in approximately 99 minutes.
Are we standing in like a queue line or like?
You're kind of in a small queue line, but there's a door at the end of it that opens up into a larger room.
Well, I don't think we should be time gated here. The person we're looking for has been gone a whole day. I don't think he's standing in line.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs help. For the kids.
So you all kind of like walk through this little queue line and get up to this larger room. The door closes behind you and it's completely dark. And then inside the lights turn on and you see in front of you a massive, massive bear. This bear itself has a banjo in its lap, and you realize as the you hear a whirling sound, it kicks on, and you see its paw moving back and forth along the banjo, and through the intercom you hear banjo music and a song start to play. Come listen to a story about a man named Bumbo. He went and had a great big old tumbo down at the Rock Candy Mountain. He went and he met a bear friend, and he had a little spending time, that is, down at the big room. And the sound kind of cuts, and the bear itself kind of moves and twerks, and the banjo drops from the bear, and the bear then moves its head, and its head turns upside down, and its paws come out of the sockets. As electricity runs through its entire body, it leaps towards you all with its claws out, and that is where we'll end the session for.
For being attacked by the
on the saddle, blood on the ground.
It's still better than the Wheelers, guys. Seriously.